Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, it's so good to be with you today, and I pray that this word that the Lord has poured into me will be delivered through me by the power, the ability, the divine authority of the Holy Spirit as the Lord releases this message from his throne to his own. I pray that you're going to take hold of all that the Lord has for you. Let go to take hold. Let go of the old, take hold of the new that the Lord is bringing you into. We are entering into Hebraically, and for Israel, it's the new Jewish month of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar as of sundown on Saturday, the 29th of March. And interestingly as well, again, in alignment with that new month, we are going to be having here in the UK, America and Africa and the nations, there is going to be a solar eclipse. But interestingly, at the launch of the last Jewish month, Adar, where I was speaking for the first time ever prophetically, as the Holy Spirit has led me on the Jewish month and how we can come into aligning and we can glean from that all that the Lord wants to be doing in our lives and what he wants to reveal and show to us from that. There was a lunar eclipse, as I said to you, with the moon. Now, we know that if you listen to the last message, the moon always is pictorially, it signifies Israel. And anything with the sun signifies the nations, because our calendars work to the sun. Our Jewish brothers and sisters, Israel, was commanded by God to work to a lunar calendar. And there was that divine alignment of the seven stars in the sky as well with the moon. And I was saying how in God's word, the stars represent, we are called the sons and daughters of righteousness. Those children of faith are called to shine. In Daniel 12, we would shine bright in the last days like stars in the universe, those who would lead many to right living, lead many to God's ways. Well, we want to be those who are leading many at this time to the heart of Jesus, to his love for them, to his great salvation for them. And I want to show you prophetically in this month of Nisan, and as there is that eclipse that comes in, what is God saying? Hey, what is going on? Because the Lord is showing that he is about to show up and show off on behalf of his church in Israel. He wants Israel increasingly coming into that alignment as one before our Father to fulfill his purposes on the earth. He is, I believe, whenever there's an eclipse of the sun, it's bringing warning and word to the nations. And I believe just as was said of the Pharaoh and for the children of Egypt in the month of Nisan, when God, this is the month where God led Israel out of Egypt. It says, I just want to read something to you here. And Egypt will know that I am Yahweh when I reach out my hand against Egypt. That's in Exodus 7, verse 5. Egypt is a picture of the nations, and God, and out of that, the darkness of this world, God led the children of Israel out, and they will be commemorating that at Passover. I believe we're going to be seeing increasingly, just as was demonstrated with what came upon Egypt, as there's the shakings that increase in this world, it's going to be, I believe, shaking as many to the, they'll be shaking to their to the core, but I pray it's going to be shaking them into the kingdom of the Lord. That, as the Bible says, in the last days, men's hearts will fail them for fear. May they turn to Jesus and may they revere him. May they turn to our God Almighty once more so that many can come to know Jesus. That's what God's heart is, that many will come to know Jesus as their Lord and their Saviour. And just the other day, I was taking my daughter to school. We were chatting on the way and we came to a bend, and it was a winding lane that had really narrowed. And at this bend, there was a huge removals van parked virtually blocking the road. And I had to, I was saying to my daughter, oh, I don't like this. I'm having to edge and to drive around this removals van without being able to see at all what was coming ahead, and kind of almost just praying, hoping for the best. And as then I drop Leela off at school, I'm driving back and I am just having this power-packed time with Jesus, the Holy Spirit. I'm worshipping, and literally I am so in God's presence. I'm in tears whilst I'm worshipping the Lord, and I'm wiping my tears, and I come to this point on the drive where there's a car on the other side of the road starts motioning. This man starts motioning with his hand. Slow down, basically, was what he was saying to the car in front of me and then to myself. And I'm thinking, looking at the speed dial, I'm going 30. And then I look at the side of the road. It's saying, yes, it's 30 in this narrowing road. And I thought, oh, it's probably a resident just being over pedantic here. And we're only going 30 in a 30, but there was something about that warning that got my attention, that I slowed right down. I sensed within me to just obey. I had completely forgotten then what was on the way as I was driving in the opposite direction with my daughter to school. There was that, you know what I'm going to say, huge removals van that had I have not slowed right down, I would have come a cropper. Thank God for that warning signal. How quickly we can forget what's ahead. How quickly we can forget the times that we're living in. But that man, I sense the Holy Spirit showed me, because I guess I was right in that attitude of worship. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and showed me that's often what the Holy Spirit is like in our lives. The Holy Spirit's always there to show us what's ahead. The Holy Spirit is always there to lead us and guide us. As is a picture of in this month of Nisan and of Passover, where God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt to lead them into the promised land. And the Holy Spirit, oh, the Lord wouldn't leave or forsake his own. He'll never leave or forsake you. The Holy Spirit was the fire by night and the cloud by day to lead the way. And when we will keep looking to the Holy Spirit and following, the Lord has complete protection and direction for us on our path. But the Lord further began to speak to me. I saw the protection, the direction of the Holy Spirit there in that picture of, you know, the man's hand. Slow down. May we be that direction and protection for those people in the world. May we lead many to the protection and the direction the Lord has for their lives, that they may come to know Jesus as their Saviour. May we be, and in that removals van, I sense the Lord saying and showing me a prophetic picture, the Lord saying, Christine, I'm getting my children ready, my church ready. You're about to. When there's a removals van, it's because you're moving house. It's moving time. It's a time of transition. And that's what Passover, and that's what the month of Nisan was for the Jewish people. It was, get ready. I'm about to take you out of Egypt into your promised land. The Lord is about to take his church out of this world into her promised land. There are promises of Passover that we can apply, and God wants by his Holy Spirit to remind us. Get ready. Be preparing your heart at this time. Let your hearts be made ready for the soon return of our coming King, and let us be about his removals business. Let's be about getting as many ready to move from that old address of this world to our promised land, to heaven, whenever our bridegroom, when Jesus returns for his bride. I just sense that the Lord's saying so strongly to me, the month of Nisan, it means bud, it means new beginnings, it means first fruits. It's a month of miracles. And I believe just as God had miracles for the children of Israel way back when he delivered them from Egypt, God has miracles for you today. He has great deliverances to bring your way. He's going to bring you out of darkness. He's going to bring you out of the battle zone into the bountiful, blessed zone, says the Lord today. Receive his word. Receive all that he has for you. The Holy Spirit wants to warn us, direct us, guide us, provide for us in all that is ahead. It's up to us whether we heed the warning. It's up to us whether we listen to the prophetic word of the Lord and we follow the prophetic voice of the Holy Spirit. I sense the Lord saying, slow down, stop, think, pay attention in this season. Jesus is preparing his bride for her new home. He wants us to be ready and to tell as many as we can to be ready to deliverance, Passover from this world to our promised land is before us too. So receive God's word today. And wow, I have got such an exciting prophetic word that I just want to power through for you today. You just to evidence as well, when I'm speaking about the signs in the skies, I want to just remind you, I need to back everything up scripturally. We can read in Genesis 1 verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day and night. And let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. So the Lord has given us the sun, moon, the stars. They divide the day and the night. They are the light for us. They are also for times and seasons. So God wants us not to be using them astrology wise, but within the astronomy of the heavens. It says in Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of his hands. I sense the Lord saying with the next lunar eclipse coming up over the new Jewish month that leads into Passover and deliverance. God is getting ready to deliver his children. But there's also a warning for the world that the time for the nations is going to be coming to a close. We need to be coming to Jesus. Nations seek the Lord, call on the Lord while there is time. And it says that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. There is nowhere where their speech or their language and their voice is not heard. So let's keep looking up and let's keep looking up in expectancy of all that the Lord is about to do. And in Exodus 12, verse 1 to 2, God said to Moses, now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt just before he led them out. And he said, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. It's as though the Lord was saying that from Egypt, God gives new beginnings for our lives every day. Salvation is the ultimate new beginning. This was to be the first month of the year for the Jewish people. And it was spiritually speaking. It's where they count and it's the months where they address from all of their religious festivals and the feasts that God, their moeds, those appointments with God, where there's seven feasts that God called them to count that from. We've missed all of that because we moved our calendar and we did our own thing. But there's a wealth still to be had from us just having an understanding of that as his church. And I believe the Lord is restoring that understanding to his church in these last days as we align with our Jewish roots, with Israel, and with all that God has grafted us into. It's as though the Lord is saying that from Egypt, there are new beginnings. It's a fresh start. I make all things new for you. And again, it's that beautiful picture of salvation. It all begins with Jesus. Jesus is our new start. Jesus is the clean sheet, the fresh page. He is our new beginnings. And the Lord gives us each and every one and reminds us in this time, in this month of Passover, to begin anew. And new beginnings. Begin anew, begin again with him at the centre, Jesus at the centre of it all. The month of Nisan is also pictorially, prophetically, the month of the door. It's where Jesus was the picture through the lamb being slain and the blood put on the doorposts of the children of Israel. And then all that was adverse, the angel of death had to pass them by. We have the blood of Jesus on the door of our hearts. The children of Israel, they were dwelling within Egypt in a place called Goshen. That actually means in Hebrew, drawing near. The Lord wants us to draw so near to him in these days because there's going to be a distinction between the children of light, the children of darkness, the children of the Lord. the children of God's word and the children of the world, that God is going to be our protector, our blesser, our provider. He's going to be everything for us. And we're going to just shine bright at this time. And that's going to be the means of many coming to know Jesus. Jesus is described in the New Testament as the door. It's a month of open doors and closed doors. With Jesus, I see that picture. When Jesus is described as he is the door, then I just want to be totally in alignment and in agreement and one with my Savior Jesus, that what he opens, I go through. What he closes, that's no issue to me either. I trust him completely. That's the place the Lord wants to lead his children to. I have made it my heart's cry now daily. I will go where you want me to go. I will do all you want me to do. I will have all you want me to have. I will give all you want me to give. I will be and become all you want me to be and become. There's no coveting in that. There's no discontentment within that. There's just joy for whatever the Lord is, you see the Lord doing in other people's lives. You can rejoice with them and for them, and you are content to be in your divine aligning and your divine timing with all that the Lord has for your life. Allow Jesus to truly be the door and trust in him completely once more. That's what the Lord's calling us to at this time. Interestingly, coincidence or God incidence? It's the month of Aries. Now, within that, the sign of Aries is the lamb and the ram in the sky. A beautiful picture of the Passover lamb. The three main stars, get this, that make up that constellation, their names are translated: wounded or the slain, bruised or wounded, and the bound or the binding. Wow. How amazing is that? That in the middle of the month, in fact, let me just read you something from one of the Jewish rabbis that got my attention from the 16th century, Rabbi Moshe Alshik. Let's give him a shout out, shall we? And he wrote explaining how God commanded the Israelites to slaughter the lamb precisely on the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Nisan, corresponding to the middle of the astrological sign of Aries, the sign of the lamb, the ram. On that day, the 15th of Nisan, the high point of Aries, when the moon is at its largest point, the astrological sign is strongest. Precisely then, the Israelites were commanded by God to slaughter a lamb, thus demonstrating to the Egyptians, for whom the sheep was like deity. Again, exposing all of the false idols, the false gods of this world. That's what the Lord is doing at this time and bringing them down to the ground so that we will worship only the living true God. And he was showing that God is stronger than their deity. Well, the Lord did that as he brought Moses and the children of Israel out with great victory, with great wealth, with great abundance. He did that when he exposed all of the plagues, the 10 plagues. They each represented a different god that the Egyptians worshipped. Well, we know that our God, the Lord our God, is one, and we worship the Father, Son, and Yeshua, Jesus, the three in one, the Trinity, our Lord God Almighty. And our Lord God Almighty is everything. Everything is our all in all. We don't need lots of separate different gods. He is our one and only. And the Lord, I just sense, is just showing us mightily. Again, another sign in the skies, the death of Jesus, the lamb that was slain. Then it's always been done for thousands of years when that lamb can be seen in the skies. Isn't God precise in his timing? The Lord also at this month would say to us, the miracle is in your mouth and in your hand. Just as God said to Moses, the Lord is sending forth the command from his throne, let my people go that they may worship me completely, fully, only God alone. And He showed that by saying to Moses, what I have put in your hand. What did he give him in his hand? The rod. The Lord would say to you today, what is in your hand and what is in your mouth? Well, what is in your hand? The two-edged sword is the word of God. What is in your mouth? When Moses was commanded to go to Pharaoh, he was 80 years old. We are in the decade of the 80s, Hebraically, 5780. 5780s, as I've said before. That's number 80, it means the decade of the mouth. And we know how the enemy came to suppress the mouth, the breath of God. The breath is Holy Spirit, to try and hold back naturally what God is doing supernaturally. But this is the era of the Holy Spirit. In the year 5785, the number 85, actually number 5, and it's a double portion of God's Spirit is being poured out upon his church and his children this year. There is an opening up of eyes and hearts to the Holy Spirit and within his church like never before, because it is time. It's double portion time of God's Spirit. And the Lord would say that just as Moses went forth to Pharaoh, we can go forth with what is in our hand and what is in our mouth. That is the word of the Lord. That's by the Spirit of the Lord. That's by pay is the number 80. In Hebrew, that's by us opening our mouth wide and allowing the Holy Spirit to fill us, to speak through us, the word of God to be released through us. And we're just going to see miraculous signs and wonders. It's a month of miracles. Expect miracles to come your way in Jesus' mighty name. Exodus 7:7 says Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 at the time of their speaking to Pharaoh. And so what is in your mouth? Pay. Decade of the mouth. This is the decade of God's word going forth in power. And in the second half of this decade, we're going to see the works of the Holy Spirit and the word of God being performed like never before by the word of the Lord. And the Lord would say to us prophetically, as I said, it means bud, first fruits, miracles, deliverance. A month of deliverance, victory, bursting forth, breaking free, breakthrough, destiny, dynasty, and salvation, building on the divine reversals that the Lord is bringing about on the earth at this time, the overturnings and the turnarounds, a wealth transfer. The children of Israel came out of Egypt with great wealth. The Lord is going to be giving us the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places for those who trust in the Lord at this time. There will be no lack for God's kingdom, kids. I sense it's as though he's taking us from being buried in the dark. Those who have just felt like you've been buried, like the seed is planted in the ground. Well, when that bud in this month of Nisan, the Lord would say that he is bringing great fruition now. He's going to bring from darkness to light. From Egypt, get ready for your promised land, for the fulfillment of his promises for your life. All of the harshness and the coldness and the abrasiveness of the season that you are coming out of, says the Lord. He's bringing you out to bring you into the new that he has for you. You're going to feel the sun shining upon you, his favour shining upon you in this new he's bringing you into once more. As harsh, as hard, as cold, as abrasive as the season before has been, that winter season, it's now a time of buds, new life, new beginnings, and the miracle of spring bursts forth. Isaiah 43:19, declaring it prophetically over you today, receive. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Now it shall burst forth. There is a bursting forth. Burst the dam, it's double portion time. Rivers of living water, the Holy Spirit, blessings, increase, favour, flowing from God's throne, the rivers of life to his own. Now it shall burst forth. I sense there's going to be such a bursting forth of the rivers of life in God's church, the rivers of God's Spirit, uncontainable, unrefrainable, that is flowing through his church at this time. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. New roads, new rivers. The Lord is bringing new destinations. He is bringing fresh directions. He is bringing fresh provision for the journey that He has you on, that journey that is ultimately going to be from here to glory in Jesus' mighty name. It says from verse 15 in the Passion Translation of Isaiah 43, where God will do a new thing. Yahweh is the one who makes a way in the sea, as He did for the children of Israel, a pathway in the mighty waters. He destroyed chariots and horses. He's going to destroy every enemy that comes against you. They fell, never to rise again, gone forever, snuffed out like a wick. That enemy you see today, you will see no more by the word of the Lord. This is what He says. Stop dwelling in the past. This is a new day. Don't even remember the former things. I am doing something brand new, something unheard of. Even now, it sprouts. It buds forth in this prophetic season. It grows and it matures. The Lord is bringing His church to maturity. He's releasing His Spirit into His church, those rivers of living water. There's going to be a bursting forth at this time in this era of the Holy Spirit showing up, revealing Jesus more and more, the miraculous signs and wonders coming forth at this time for such a time as this. There is a bursting forth by the word of the Lord. I am doing something brand new, unheard of. It sprouts, it grows, and it matures. What is going to bring God's church to maturity and make His bride ready is no longer does the Lord want the pastoral out on a limb. He doesn't want the evangelist out on a limb. He doesn't want the prophetic out on a limb, but He's bringing all within. He wants us to be in oneness and in unity. That is going to bring safety, security. It's got to His house, to His church, to His bride in these times. First the apostle, then the prophet. God wants the teacher then from that will come into right aligning within God's timing. God's going to then bring the pastor into right aligning within God's timing. And then the fivefold. What's that going to be? The very hand of God can be displayed in the fivefold of God, that we can be that fist that is going to give the enemy the punch, that is going to destroy all the powers of darkness as His church arises in God's fullness, rightly aligned at this time. Wow, I didn't mean to say that, but I'm releasing that prophetically afresh by the word of the Lord. As I've said before, the year 5785, 2025, the Lord spoke to me way back and showed me that in 2025, five alive. That's the fivefold of God, the fivefold as it's represented in that hand, God's fullness within His church that He's bringing together at this time. I'm just going to leave that there. So I'm doing something brand new, something unheard of. It sprouts up, it buds, and it grows, and He's bringing His church to ultimate maturity right now. He's bringing your life to maturity. Right now, I will make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert. I was with a great friend of mine, Alethea, the other day, and she said the Holy Spirit, the Lord, gave her a word. And then she looked it up and she saw it was in the Bible, and it was rivers of living water. Another friend, she came over later that day and we were talking. Well, you can't contain the excitement within her of all the Holy Spirit is revealing of the Holy Spirit to her at this time. This is the era of the Holy Spirit, because the Lord is pouring out His double portion power shower in these last days. The former rains and the latter rains coming together into a mighty power shower at this time. Amen. Whoa. The Lord also wants to say in this month of Nisan, walk the talk. He called Israel, the children of God, to be ready. They had to be ready to move with haste. The Lord wants us to put our best foot forward, to walk on strong, onwards and upwards in the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, to step up, to step out, and to step in to all He has for us and all He's bringing you out of to bring you into. He is bringing you into his glorious new. Get ready to receive in Jesus' mighty name. I was reminded of a prophetic word the Lord spoke to me not so long ago, where he said, imagine, Christine, if the children of Israel had stopped halfway through the Red Sea in the place of partial victory. What a dangerous place that would be. Why? Because the walls of water and the Red Sea were about to fall upon the enemy. And if we didn't keep moving forward, they would drown us out too. We have got to keep walking forward, complete confidence and faith in our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Those who are born of the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, let's keep following the Holy Spirit and allowing the Holy Spirit to be all that we need. And then we are truly going to succeed in these days. I sense the Lord saying to us, we're not to walk like an Egyptian. Haven't you heard that song, Blast from the Past, walk like an Egyptian? No, we are to walk like Christ. We are to walk like him. We are to imitate him, radiate him. We're not to walk like this world. Church, we are to come out of this world to be separate. We are to manifest the kingdom of God, which is love, joy, peace, miracles, the fullness of God's Spirit. All of the blessings of heaven and earth are ours at this time as we arise, as his church, take God at his word, and we shine and we walk forward into the promises and to the blessings and into the promised land that the Lord has for us. The Lord would say to you today, when the one who walked on water walks with you, you'll never sink. Instead, you'll walk on water too. When the one who walked on water walks with you, you will not go under, but you will step up and step out and into miracles that will break out in you, through you, for you, all around you. This is a month of miracles, because the same Spirit that was within Christ Jesus is the same Spirit within you. And the Holy Spirit will quicken your mortal, our fleshly bodies, will ignite us, will revive us. And it's in the Holy Spirit that we will live, move, and have our well-being. All we need to succeed is in us, with us, and will continually flow through us like rivers of living waters in these days ahead. And just to say in closing, as we bring this plane into landing right now, as I was driving earlier this morning, seems to be the Lord speaks to me on these school runs. Hey, he's a God of maximization. He maximizes every moment if we will let him. And a verse flashed up on my watch. Very rarely has that happened. And it was from the Passion Translation. I've actually made it my memory verse for the day, but it blew me away. And it says from Jeremiah 7:17, I will bless with happiness the one who trusts in me. The one who trusts in me alone. It said in the commentary when I got home and looked that up, that the Hebraic concept of blessing involves prosperity, happiness, complete contentment, provision, protection. We know all of that. And it grants us the power to do Yahweh's will for our lives. The blessing of the Lord makes us rich in every area and adds no sorrow with it. We need his blessing. And he's blessed us with all things through Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit within us. We will never be disappointed when we put all our trust in God alone. And then it said something. God plus nothing is all we need. Is that your heart's cry? It's even richer, I think, than saying, oh, God is my everything. God plus nothing is all I need. He is my all-sufficient one, my El Shaddai. He is my provider, my protector. He is the one who leads me. He is my everything. Now, may that be so of us, that we will be in this month of Nisan. God is calling us, and at this time of Passover, to be those who will completely trust in him we'll follow him, we'll walk where he tells us to walk, go where he tells us to go, we'll obey all the way, and we're going to see God's glory manifest in ways we've never seen before. Are you ready to pray? Oh, Father, we love you. I thank you for your word. And I pray now that you will fulfill your word in each and every one of our hearts and lives. That, Lord, we are going to go forward strong at this time. We are going to walk the talk. We are going to display your glory and majesty. That we are going to be those who go through your open doors. And Lord, we trust you with the closed doors at this time. We're going to be those who continually look up to see all that you would release to us. Thank you that the windows of heaven are open upon us at this time. And this is a month for miracles. We receive your word today. Release your authority into every situation, Lord. Jesus, thank you. You are our healer. For those who need healing, you are our provider. For those who need sustenance and who need provision right now, Lord, you are our all in all. Lead us on, lead us strong, beautiful one, into all of your promises and into the promised land you have for us at this time. We worship you and give you praise in Jesus' name. Wow. Till next time. See you soon.